awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you know those soothing sounds.
Friday already?
It is St. Elmo's Friday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday.
We got a great show for you today. I'm really excited. First of all, it's Friday, so you know we in a great mood.
You know it. You know it.
Coming up today, we got a pair of tickets to give away to Gunger and Josh Garrels. That's coming up Saturday, March 21st. We're just a couple weeks away from that. In Glorieta, New Mexico, you can find out all the details at glorieta.org. Coming up next week, actually, we're going to be talking with Gunger. I believe Josh Garrels is calling next week, too, man.
We hope.
Yeah. Be talking with our boy K-Max from DC Talk and from Kevin Max.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to him next week, too. So really excited about that. Speaking of talking to people, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Producer Doug, I believe in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Manny Scott. He is a motivational speaker. He just wrote a book called Your Next Chapter, Proven Methods to Offer Hope to Lost or Forgotten Kids so they can achieve their dream life. We're talking to him. He is a 815. Thank you, Producer Doug. He's a high school dropout who turned into a gajillionaire. So, yeah, this is good. This is good. So he applies the principles in his book to those in school and jails around the nation who have been labeled unreachable or unteachable. So if you feel like you have a teen like that or you know somebody in your life that maybe you feel is unreachable or unteachable, we'll be talking to him coming up at 8:15 on, man, how you can reach out, how you can speak out to that teen in your life that maybe is not driven,
yeah,
not motivated, doesn't want to do anything. Yeah, dude. Of course, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention
in New
Mexico will be joining us today. So that's exciting. And you got to stay close. We got a lot going on. Coffee, healthy, or is it not?
Ooh.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what your eye color means, because apparently, according to science, it actually means some things in your life. We'll also talk about the Cold War in Florida.
Ooh, the Cold War in Florida. And we'll talk about the nerd war going on in my mind, whether or not I should buy this ticket for a 27-hour marathon of Marvel movies.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that coming up today as well.
Gosh.
At the end of the 6 o'clock hour, we always do birthdays. If you have a birthday friend, you want to get a shout-out to a loved one, studio@mystaticradio.com will give you a birthday shout-out. And, of course, breaking news on the way as well.
Yes.
Dude, Friday.
I just thought I'd email because it's my birthday friend.
It's finally here, man. I couldn't be happier.
I am very excited. I need to wake up some.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. We'll keep it going with some Muzaks for you on this Friday morning. On the way, breaking news, birthdays, keep it close. Right now, it's 10th Avenue North's latest on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning. Today is March 6, 2015, and it is finally Friday. And with that, I'm happy to say we have some news to report.
Yeah!
Not all of the news is happy. But it is good to report it.
Okay.
Kind of a question.
Yeah.
First little bit of news happened yesterday afternoon, and it was kind of shocking.
Dude, I seriously freaked out on this.
Yes, you did. But you know what? Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Many, many memes were made. There was a Twitter hashtag that said, Get Well Harrison. Because Harrison Ford, he's kind of beat up after his plane crashed in Venice, California. 72-year-old actor's single-engine plane plowed scars into the earth Thursday. It was a close call. He got out. He had some lacerations, but he was okay.
Thank God.
I know. That would have been awful.
My heart stopped yesterday. I jumped on the computer, and the first thing was Harrison Ford involved in plane crash.
Yeah.
And I seriously went, huh?
What?
But he was flying solo.
He was.
He's a pilot.
And he's actually crashed before. I read that too. He's crashed before.
A few times.
His son, Ben Ford, said, "Dad is okay, battered but okay. He is every bit the man you would think he is. He is an incredibly strong man." That's what his son tweeted out. No word yet on whether or not he can do the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, but obviously not right now. Can't really. That's a Star Wars joke.
Never tell him the odds.
Never tell him the odds. I'm glad he's okay.
Me too, dude. I freaked.
Yeah. That was rough.
It was.
But I'm glad he's okay.
It was very scary. So
speaking of very scary.
Yeah.
Over in Kentucky.
Yeah.
In the northern part of the South. Yesterday, there was a gridlock because of the weather. Like, cars were trapped on I-65. I've driven this. This is by Elizabethtown.
You've seen the movie? I can't drive 65.
That's 55. That's a different highway. But anyway, this is the highway. You know that movie Elizabethtown? Orlando Bloom?
Yeah.
This is the highway that goes by Elizabethtown. And okay. In the movie, when they're like, don't miss exit, whatever, that's what this is. But anyway, People were stuck there, you know, because of ice and snow, for 14 hours on the highway. And they couldn't even go anywhere. Of course, I guess if you were, you know, if you were stuck,
right,
you wouldn't go anywhere. But imagine being trapped in your car on a highway for hours and hours in the freezing cold.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, being me, this morning I went and picked you up, and my car started going, and I was like, oh, I'm below the E. With my luck, I would have been stuck there and run out of gas, because I never gauge that.
Huh? Yeah, dude.
I really don't. I'm terrible at that.
There is a gauge in your vehicle to help you with that, just so you know. A morning weather report from Elizabethtown said that over a 15-hour span, 21 inches of snow had fallen on Elizabethtown, which is about 50 miles south of Louisville, Kentucky. Other parts of Kentucky, along with parts of Ohio to the north and Tennessee to the south, had more than a foot of snow. This is crazy. My mom sending me pictures from Mississippi about, like, it's sleeting, and she's sending me a video, and Mississippi's covered in snow. It's like, this is the biggest winter we had since the one when I was there was one in, like, the late 80s, early 90s that was a ton of snow.
Dude, I would go crazy in my car simply because my car doesn't have the little cigarette thingy. What was that called? You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Cigarette lighter.
Yeah, that thing doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't?
So I can't charge my phone or anything.
Ooh.
So inevitably, I'd have about 2 good hours of iPhone usage, and then I'd be like, well, I just played Spider-Man for 2 hours, and now my phone's dead.
You'd have had to gotten out and gone to other people's cars and asked for help.
Yeah.
Could have made some great friends, though. And then you guys could have kept in touch forever and then, like, text each other later and be like, hey, man, you remember that time we got stuck on the highway and
amazing.
Became friends? That was the best day of my life.
Best day ever,
why are you showing up at my house again? It's kind of weird.
Oh, man.
On to the next item.
Yes! Amazing.
One of my favorite bands ever, Hall & Oates. They're back in the headlines, but not really why I want them to be.
Yeah. They made a list.
Yeah, they made a list.
And this company is not on their Kiss list.
No, they can't go for that. Because this company is a man-eater. And what this company's trying to do, they've got a cereal called Hall & Oates. Like you're hauling something down the road.
Okay.
You know, you get it.
I got you.
So it's the Early Bird Foods and Company, and Hall & Oates, the band, has slapped the food company with legal action over the company's Hall & Oates granola.
Wow.
Which has clearly left a bad taste in the musicians' mouths. You're welcome.
This is getting worse.
That's right.
It's getting worse all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The suit filed in the U.S. District Court in New York on Wednesday claims that Hall & Oates own the trademark and service mark rights to the Hall & Oates name as it pertains to the sale of oatmeal and the provision of food delivery services. Hall & Oates joke here.
Yes.
So watch out for those guys. It's true. Now, you might have been to a circus before in your life.
Oh, yeah, dude, come on. Who doesn't love the circus?
I can't remember the last time I went to a circus.
Really?
It's been a long, long time.
Dude, just last week, I was with my buddy, Grayson, and we were at the circus.
This is made up.
Okay.
This is the plot of Gotham. This is Batman.
Have you been watching Gotham?
I have not. Oh! Yesterday, my buddy Eric asked me. He was like, Matt, are you caught up on Gotham? And I said, no. And he's like, I can't talk to it!
Will you give Hannah my phone number?
Yes.
Because we need to be friends.
No, this is Eric.
Oh.
This is Eric.
Oh, I thought you said Matt.
No, this is Eric.
Oh, give Eric my number.
No.
I'm caught up, Eric.
I'm not giving... I don't want him to be able to talk to anyone about it. I want him to be alone in his principles.
Oh, so good. You have plenty of time to catch up. It's not returning until mid-April.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Booyah! I got this. Anyway, the greatest show on Earth will soon be without elephants.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey and all that stuff. Anyway, Ringling Brothers Circus announced Thursday it's going to gradually reduce the use of elephants in its shows.
Ugh.
Which only makes me think of the saddest scene in any animated movie, well, until Up. It was when Dumbo's mom got put in that cage.
Oh.
And it was horrifyingly sad.
Yeah.
It was the worst. And it kind of still is.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, elephants for years played prominently in the circus's shows and its advertising. They triumphantly enter the ring, then perform a synchronized dance routine. But Ringling Brothers' treatment of the pachyderms has also come under a lot of scrutiny, especially in these modern times where animals rule the world.
Yeah.
It has been repeatedly criticized, picketed, and even sued by several animal rights groups, including the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and the Humane Society of the United States. I wonder if our boy Dr. Gary Weitzman is part of that.
Yesterday, talked to President and CEO of the San Diego Humane Society. If you missed that interview, it was awesome.
Yeah, check
talked
it out.
Talked about the least favorite animal in the universe.
Nope.
It's the cat.
Best. No, in 2011, the circus was fined $270,000. By the USDA for violations of the Animal Welfare Act. And you know PETA's all over this.
See, I was going to say in ignorance, like, are we being too sensitive? Are we being... And now I'm thinking maybe this is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you go back and you see the old style, like, old videos of animals in circus, and people really did not care about animals in the least bit.
Right.
We're supposed to take care of those jokers.
Exactly.
That was job numero uno, if you remember.
Hey, do this. Care for them.
Care for them. Name them. No.
Yeah.
I would rather put them in a cage.
Can I play horror music for
this? That's what I was hoping you would
play.
Okay, good. Moving on.
I don't know how to live.
I don't either. And I refuse to live in this world.
Ugh.
I refuse to. My
guys.
Friends, Prairie Farms is releasing Peeps flavored milk.
I just got ill looking at
this. What is
this
that
photo?
Even? Why? Doug, do you like Peeps?
Okay, we can still be friends, Producer Doug.
Doug, the producer in the other room, I'm so happy that you don't like Peeps.
That is probably my least favorite. I don't even want to call it a candy. I don't even know what it is. This is the bane of my Easter existence.
Oh, God.
It is the antithesis of what I like.
If there's one thing about Easter that I wish would die and stay dead, it would be Peeps. But somehow they come back every Easter.
Yeah.
And I get it. I know we're alluding to the resurrection and everything, but let's leave this one out.
This, I am not a fan of Peeps. I can't.
Because
it's
evil
the worst.
Was defeated.
Cadbury egg all day long.
And if there's a flavor to evil, it's Peeps flavored milk.
This is my worst nightmare because I'm already lactose intolerant. Like, I can't have milk. I can't have ice cream. I can't. So I can't even drink this anyways. And Peeps is my least favorite, like, I don't even want to call it a flavor. I don't know what it is.
So it's going to be three flavors. Marshmallow milk, chocolate marshmallow milk, and reduced fat Easter eggnog, which kind of sounds exciting, but I don't know. I don't think I can do that.
It's Peeps.
Here's the good news. They're testing it out on Midwest people first, and then it'll be available in other areas of the U.S. So I guess if we're going to take out any part of the country, let's take out the most important part, the Midwest. You know, the part of the country that produces all of our food.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so if this comes out and it kills all of them, then whatever.
Amazing.
Then they'll put it out in New Mexico.
Amazing.
Anyway, that is your breaking news for today.
Incredible.
March 6, 2015, babies.
Coming up, we got birthdays for you. You want to get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Wake up. It's Friday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
all time.
Boom, boom, ba. Let's see what's happening in the ABQ right now. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And a bit of construction down at Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Lomas. I'm not seeing any accidents or police activity right now, but be careful and pay attention to what you're doing. That is your look at traffic, because, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for the Friday edition of Birthdays with Doug.
Yeah!
Hey!
Hey, Producer Doug.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Thank you very much. Today, Friday, March 6th, 2015, day 56, there are a mere 300 days remaining in the year.
Wow.
Moving so quick.
That's kind of good.
Yeah.
It is. First up this morning.
SportsCenter.
He is an American soccer player who plays goalkeeper currently for Everton, but he is most famous for playing goalkeeper for 16 saves in the World Cup.
Tim Howard.
Yes.
Oh, Tim Howard. Doug, that's who you look like.
Yep.
Doug looks just like Tim Howard.
I love Tim Howard!
I mean, down to body structure, down to, like, his face.
G.I. Joe, real American hero.
Doug, he is having a horrible season in the English Premier League, too. Really, really
bad.
Come
on, Doug.
Get with it, bro.
Get with it, Doug.
He's 29.
He is 28.
He is 36 years old.
Wow, dude.
You can be older
Impressive.
And play soccer.
I know.
That's real old.
Dang, dude. Hey, wait.
Next up, an American actor and comedian. He has appeared in many films and starred alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies.
Tom Arnold.
Yes.
Tom Arnold today is 55.
61.
He is 56.
Oh,
so close.
Man,
you so close.
I was right there.
You were right there.
Guys, I was right there.
Next up, an American retired basketball player, former rapper, actor, and he currently works on Inside the NBA.
Former rapper?
Yep.
I was totally thrown off.
He won the MVP in 99 and 2000.
Ooh, I don't know.
The 92 and 93 NBA Rookie of the Year Award. 15-time All-Star. Yes, sir.
He put out a rap album.
Yes.
I remember that.
Shaq Fu. Don't know what to do.
He was Kazam. He was Steel.
I completely forgot Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
Rapped.
So I was about to
What's he saying?
That dude is 46.
Shaquille O'Neal is 43 years old.
He is 43 years old today.
Nice,
number 32.
Nice.
And then he was number 33, wasn't he? Didn't he switch?
34 or 30-something.
I know number one in our hearts.
Oh, no, he was not.
He could break that backboard.
That's MJ. Nobody will ever take that away from
him. That is true. And the last birthday for today, she made her feature film debut in the critically acclaimed independent comedy drama, The Brothers McMullen. She was then Nikki on Spin City. She was in The Fighting Fitzgerald, Lost at Home. She had her most notable movie role in the movie Friday Night Lights. She also went on to be in the television show Friday Night Lights. She was in the show Nashville.
Oh, it's Connie Britton.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom. And she was in American Horror Story.
Yes.
I know her as
Connie Britton.
As, Raina James on Nashville.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You watch Nashville.
I watch Nashville.
Gosh.
I watch it.
You know, we don't have to tell each other everything.
Yeah, we
Our
do.
Our relationship doesn't have to
you
be
You need to
that
know what's up with Deacon.
Honest.
You need to know what's up with Deacon.
Oh, man. Connie Britton is 46.
He's sick, Steve-O! He's sick!
That's your stories, man.
And Scarlett
That is your
is upset.
Soap opera.
Doug, have you ever watched Nashville?
I have not.
There's
Thank
a character
you.
Named
Thank
Scarlett,
you.
And she's a girl, and she sounds just like a girl southern version of Butters from South Park. She's like, well, I don't know, Gunner. I thought it was going to go in there and write
when
a song. I wasn't sure about
when
it.
We lived together.
I just want to be.
I endured that in the background.
I endured this.
I endured it in the background. It was like evening soap opera.
I'm sorry.
With country music intermingled.
My
throughout.
Bad for wanting to share the best of primetime drama with you. I thought we had something called a friendship.
Gosh.
I'll say this, Friday Night Lights, the movie, is my favorite sports movie that's not a baseball
Whoa.
Movie. Non-baseball, it's my favorite sports movie.
Wow.
Apparently that show, Friday Night
that
Lights,
That show was
awesome.
Great, too.
Never
yes.
saw either.
AJ from House of Heroes and Tim, I believe, dude, they and Nathan Walker Friday Night Lights, that was it.
Yeah.
Man, they would watch that show. Oh, man, they would watch that show.
Maybe we just don't get it here in New Mexico because we're not Tejas.
No, the movie will make you cry.
Wow. It'll make you cry.
Heart cords.
I don't cry, Doug.
Better than Varsity Blues? I mean, come on, guys.
It might be. It's a different kind of movie, though.
Blues.
It's a different kind. No, Varsity Blues is good.
That doesn't make you cry. It doesn't. James, did it make you cry? James, something's wrong.
James Vanderbeek.
You gotta talk.
Okay, Nashville.
Yeah, dude. I don't cry in Nashville.
She's, what did I say, 46? 44? 44. I'm going 44 all of a sudden. I'm changing the game.
Connie Britton is 50.
48.
Ah!
Mm-mm. Moving on to dates. All right. We've done stuff similar to this for like the last 2 weeks. On this day, well, you're the Battle of the Alamo after 13 days of fighting during Texas Revolution.
Let's hear it, Texas.
1,500 and 3,000 Mexicans overwhelmed the Texans at the Alamo.
Battle of Texas. This is when it was over.
Yep.
1840.
1836.
Oh! So close. You almost proved it.
I almost proved your worth. I'm from Texas, y'all.
But you didn't.
Oh.
You better go watch more Friday Night Lights.
On this day in what year, aspirin, patented by Felix Hoffmann at German company Bayer.
Aspirin.
Aspirin. Is that the one from trees?
Yes.
1901. Turn of the century, guys.
Do you guys remember this music video?
Takes my pain away. 1852.
1899.
Ah, I was 2 years off.
Yep.
2 years.
That stinks.
This one's going to be 3 years off because I was one, then two.
Yep.
On this day in what year, the United States Air Force begins daylight bombing of Berlin.
Oh, you got this. Whoa. Come on.
Wait, daylight bombing of Berlin, though. Would this be one
Where
or
is
two?
Berlin?
This is... I'll give you a hint. It's World War II.
Mm. Oh, okay. 1942. I should have said 19...
Is this Saving Private Ryan?
It is.
See, we had a hint already.
Oh, we did have a hint already.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Producer Doug.
No problem.
You do your best.
Bombing Berlin. I say it's... 1944.
I was off by 2 years. Sorry.
It was supposed to be three.
I ruined the streak. Yeah.
On this day in what year the Beatles released Let It Be in the UK?
Oh, okay. In the UK.
Yeah, this was in the UK.
Oh.
I wonder
what
say
earlier.
I wonder how long it was between.
This is the single, too, not the album.
On this day in... 62.
When did they break up?
I thought like right at 1970 is when he died, right? I don't remember.
No, he died. I think Lennon died in 81.
Oh, 81,
82.
Right?
Okay.
See,
they broke up in the early 70s,
You're asking the wrong
right?
guy. Ask me anything about Elvis.
I'll say this. Okay, I'll give you a hint. This was the last song McCartney wrote.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
okay, I thought this was
then
later.
I totally blew it.
I'm going to say 71.
I'm saying 70 then.
1970.
Yeah!
Yeah!
And the number one song for today.
Wasn't Let It Be?
No.
Ace of Base.
Is this Ace of Base?
This is Ace of Base.
Yes! 92.
Let me tell you a story about this.
No.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Okay, so... The summer that Batman Forever came out.
Right.
This song was huge. It was one of the Ace of Base songs. And this is why I remember this. Because that summer I went to a water park in Alabama. I believe it was Point Mallard. And I was in line for the water slide. And I think I heard Ace of Base 150 times while I was at that water park. But I'm in line for the water slide. So nervous. But I'm going to do it, but I'm so nervous. And this song came on. And that's my memory. And for some reason, I associate Batman Forever.
Isn't it crazy?
And water parks.
Like,
and
you
this
hear a song, and it... Yeah.
What year did Batman Forever come out?
See, that stinks, because I don't think it was... I'm still sticking with what I had already said.
What'd you say?
I said 92, but Batman Forever, I thought, was later than 92.
Where do I'm going to say, I'm going to say 94.
You said 94 because he's been 2 years off, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, 94 is correct.
Dang it!
Today's Dress in Blue Day. It's Employee Appreciation Day. It's Middle Name Pride Day. It's National Day of Unplugging, National Doodle Day, National Frozen Food Day, National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day, and National Day of Prayer.
Nice. All right, today's National Day of Prayer.
National Day
we
got
to talk to Sam Swan about
we
that.
We will have a National Day of Prayer prayer.
We will.
We're going to have Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, and coming back...
He's going to do it.
The Ultimate Nerd Movie Challenge. Are you up for it? I would consider myself a giant nerd. Not sure I can do this, buddy.
I don't understand. I just Googled National Day of Prayer, and it says it's May 7th, Doug.
Oh, website's wrong then.
Maybe it's International Day of Prayer.
Maybe so.
Maybe it's...
maybe it's National Day of Pancake.
Yes, that's
maybe.
It. Got it. All right. Right back, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico in the Ultimate Nerd Movie Challenge. Are you up for it?
Yes.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Careful traffic.
Yeah. We got to turn the Sam cam around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Guys, looking at traffic right now. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Also, construction work, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Lomas. That's all I'm seeing on this map, so that's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus.
Osuna.
Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome. Woo! It is Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O and Mateo. And our boy Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I like that that Cubs hat.
You know, I'm sporting yesterday with some spring training games. And
yeah?
Can't wait, dude. Yeah, can't wait.
I watched the Halos beat the Brewers 3-2 yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. Yes.
That's what I like, is that it's on TV again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's actually officially spring, guys.
There you go.
Forget what the groundhog said. It's here. It's official.
The groundhog.
Sam, you are a movie guy.
A little bit.
You love movies. You love comic book movies.
I do.
Superhero stuff. Would you say you're a dedicated superhero movie fan?
I don't know if I'm dedicated, but I'm pretty much a fan.
Have you seen all of the Marvel films?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Have you seen Incredible Hulk?
I have.
Okay.
Do you enjoy
mean,
them enough that
one,
you
right?
would...
No, that was the good one.
The good one. No, I saw him. Yeah, I saw him.
Edward Norton?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see that one.
That's kind of the test.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you know if
I saw that one.
Do you enjoy them enough that you'd watch them all again?
I have. In fact, we purchased them.
But would you watch them all again consecutively?
Oh, I don't know. I think I might.
That is the question, nerds.
I mean, do I get to go to the bathroom in between?
Nope.
Well... Marvel Marathon, Marvel, gosh, I can't even say it.
Marvel
say
Movie it. Marathon.
I'm so nerded out. The Ultimate Marvel Marathon, AMC and Regal Movie Theaters, they announced it. Coming in late April.
I think I like where this is going.
I don't know, Sam.
To get you in the mindset and mood for Avengers Age of Ultron, the new movie, which will be released in theaters May 1st. AMC and Regal Movie Theaters announced they will have a 29-hour...
Oh, God.
Let me say that again. A 29-hour Ultimate Marvel Marathon.
That's like a whole day.
Yeah, Sam. That's
it
a whole
kicks
day.
Kicks off at 6 p.m. April 29th, and it runs through 11 Marvel movies.
Oh, my heavens.
Beginning with 2008's Iron Man. In order.
Okay.
In order.
And if you manage to stick around for the whole thing, you will be the first to see Avengers Age of Ultron, because that's the final in the series.
Okay. You know, I could see where that would be kind of appealing. Although the date, April 29th, I can't do that.
Almost 30 hours.
That's my wife's birthday.
Oh.
Dude, but maybe that's a date.
Ultimate
date night, bro. Brenda, guess where we're going.
Date
dude,
nights.
I don't think that's a good date. Brenda would be upset.
Date nights, plural.
She likes those movies.
She likes
them. I'm telling you, my wife would rather go watch people get beat up
okay.
than to see two people stare lovingly at each other's eyes.
Does she like the idea of seeing Thor at 1 a.m.?
Right.
Or maybe Iron Man 3 at 8:48 a.m.?
You know what's funny is we saw Thor at 1 a.m. one time in our house.
One time?
Yeah. We stayed up to watch movies. And
what was Chris Hemsworth doing in your house?
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's right. The Ultimate Marvel Marathon. Dude. Are you nerd enough for this Ultimate Nerd Challenge? Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, it's Adriana.
Hi, Adriana.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that Marvel movie marathon sounds like the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Cool. Do you think you can do this? This is almost 30 hours straight of movie.
I've waited longer for concerts and panels. I think I can do it.
Wow.
Okay.
That you are dedicated to something. I don't know what.
Probably My Chemical Romance, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Man, thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Adriana.
505-338-3700. That's right. In addition to, the lack of sleep. And here's my thing. What
so
do you
gonna,
eat?
Do you get breakfast? Do you get lunch? Uh-huh. Do you get supper? I mean, is the concession stand going to have just popcorn?
There is an intermission. I'm not sure when it is, but...
AMC posted the full schedule. So it kicks off at 6 p.m. You got Iron Man. Then 8:25 Incredible Hulk. 10:35 p.m. Iron Man 2, 1 a.m. Thor, 3:10 a.m. Captain America, the First Avenger, 5:30 you get the Avengers, 8:48 you get Iron Man 3, 11:15 a.m. Thor, the Dark World, 1:45 p.m. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, 4:20 p.m. Guardians of the Galaxy, 7 p.m. Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to show up at about 1:45.
Yeah.
See Captain America, Guardians, and then Avengers Age of Ultron.
1:45 a.m., though.
That's p.m. That's the next day.
Oh, okay, the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the first Avenger, which is
I would fall asleep.
3:10 a.m.
You're looking at me falling asleep about at the end of Incredible Hulk, which starts at 8:25 p.m.
29-hour Marvel movie marathon. It's real. It's going to set you back about $65. Here's what you get, Ultimate Nerd. You get a medal. You get a commemorative medal. It has the Avengers logo
on it.
So you can show your family you really are.
I'm in, bro. I want the medal.
It's a prestigious award.
Yes.
I don't know. It's $65 for your opportunity to watch too many movies back to back.
That's not a bad deal. But here's what I'm going to do.
It's not a bad deal.
I'm going to, for days ahead of time, we're going to get caught up.
There you go.
With all of the movies we have at home, we're going to watch one a night, maybe. Right. Or
chances are, if you're a nerd, you already own these movies.
Yeah, you're going to watch them because that's what we did leading up to the Avengers. That's why we have them all. We went and bought all the ones we hadn't seen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And watched them in order. To get ready for the Avengers.
Yeah, I'm going to be real. I think I'm too old.
I can't do it.
I'm not nerd enough. I'm not movie enough.
I can't do this.
29-hour Marvel movie marathon ahead of Avengers Age of Ultron. They released a new trailer yesterday or 2 days ago. We lost our minds. We've watched it about 100 times.
Oh, I need to watch it.
It's incredible.
I saw that it was out, but I didn't have a chance to watch it yesterday.
Somebody in these comments says apparently a bunch of theaters will also be showing an Avengers double feature.
That's good.
Now, see, you could Avengers 1 and then see
That's
Avengers.
A huge
that's
difference.
A great idea.
That's a good idea.
I think that's a great idea.
That's like a 5-hour.
I'd rather
do
that.
Yeah.
Because after about, there's some movies that have been 3 hours and they won awards and stuff. But for me, my hiney got tired after
exactly
after about 2.5 hours. I was like, let's wrap
Sam,
this baby
let's
up.
Calm down.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's not bring the hiney into this. Let's
calm
down.
Sorry. What? Pastor Skip always says the mind cannot comprehend what the seat will not endure.
That's exactly right.
So I have been that guy who camped out in line for a movie for a long time and then was really disappointed because I was so tired by the time I got in there that it ruins the movie experience.
Yeah. Exactly.
So for me, this is,
I couldn't do it. Something to consider.
Yeah. When are you going to go to the bathroom? What are you going to actually eat 29
which,
hours?
This tells us that we're getting old.
Right!
Sure. We're getting old.
Oh, totally.
Will there be insurance? Are there forms to fill out?
Are there going to be potty breaks? Because 29-hour movie.
Especially if you tried to take your kids to this thing.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah.
No way. This is for college kids. Yeah. This is for like high school,
now,
college
kids. Now, if I was in college, I definitely would consider it.
This would be my day.
Because you could sleep during, Iron Man 2 maybe.
Whatever, you can sleep when you're dead.
Because when I was in college, we didn't have any, we all had silent films. So I
got you. Yeah,
so this would be interesting.
Way back then.
Those talkies came along and changed the game.
Just changed the whole game. We're like, Man, you can actually hear the people talk.
Incredible.
We just love throwing juju bees at the guy playing the piano down in the front of the theater.
Sam was the guy over there going, no, vaudeville's going to make a comeback.
Yeah.
That's right.
Speaking of making comebacks, we thought we'd start it fun with this 29-hour Marvel movie marathon, the ultimate nerd challenge. If you're game, it's about $65. You get a medal, and your friends will, I don't know, high-five you, maybe?
Whoa.
Yeah. That's about all you get. Coming up, taking a turn for the serious.
Oh.
Something else making its return to Florida.
Oh, no.
The Cold War.
The Cold War.
We'll talk about what's happening with one church in particular in Florida.
Okay.
And the government.
Ah.
Yeah. That's on the way to get you there. We've got some Benjamin Dunn. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome.
Good morning.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, our special guest in studio.
Always great to be here.
Yeah.
7:33 on your Friday. We teased this earlier. Sam, you have been in ministry for 97 years, so you know, I mean, you've seen some things come and go.
Yeah.
Changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this change starting to strike fear into Christians in Lake Worth, Florida, wondering if they live in the U.S. or the former Soviet Union.
What?
Wow.
This coming to us from Fox News, so take it with a grain of salt. I'm just kidding.
Take it with a grain of fox.
Take it with a grain of fox that you understand the bend. But churches in Lake Worth, Florida, the population is 36,000 people, have been ordered to acquire a business license. This we know is true.
Churches?
The church, yeah.
Wow.
It gets worse, actually. City officials were so concerned about one congregation, they dispatched a code enforcement officer cloaked in a hoodie to spy on a Southern Baptist church that was meeting in a coffee shop. Now they're messing with your people, Sam!
I'll be messing with my people.
This sounds like super spy. Yeah.
We will get
what is happening?
The Baptist Mafia from Nashville. We'll be all over this.
This is really interesting. Matt Staver, he's the founder of the religious liberty law firm, Liberty Counsel, said, quote, government employees are public servants and prohibited by the Constitution from inhibiting religious freedom. That's a far cry from sneaking around into a church and acting like KGB agents, end quote. They're calling on city leaders to immediately rescind this business license mandate on the churches. He's representing Common Ground Church. The congregation was targeted by the city's investigator. Essentially, what happened is this church owns and operates a coffee house in downtown Lake Worth, Florida. For the past few months, it's used the coffee house for a weekly worship service as well.
Right.
Now, prior to that, the congregation rented spaces in other buildings in the community. They met at a high school. They met wherever.
Yeah.
They found this. And 3 months ago, they operated their coffee house. Well, Pastor Mike Olive said there hadn't been problems. You know, we're operating a church.
Right.
We're in America.
Yeah.
This is what we do. But earlier last month, he had an encounter with Andy Amoroso, who's a city commissioner.
Look, I can look up a picture of him.
Ooh, okay. He said, quote, after we opened the coffee bar and started doing services, I heard that he told people we were anti-gay, end quote. So he hears the city commissioner going around the city saying, watch out for this church, they're anti-gay. So he went to his place to ask him about it. He said he reached out to Amoroso on Wednesday. He didn't return his telephone calls. Pastor Olive said he tried to convey to Amoroso the church's message is love God, love people. That's their vision. That's their ministry statement.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, quote, our message to the gay community is the same as it is to the straight community. But the commissioner didn't seem to appreciate his message. He pointed at me and said, listen, you better not have church down there, end quote. Now, a code enforcement officer showed up for a Sunday service following this encounter, right?
Okay.
Wearing a hoodie, armed with a concealed video camera, according to the letter the Liberty Council sent to the city. What's crazy is he had notes. He took down all kinds of notes, and they read something like out of a KGB report.
It does. I've got it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, do you really?
Dude,
did you find it?
Boom.
I love this. Investigative research.
Can
That's
you play spy music?
I can.
Okay.
Okay.
Case narrative. February 9th, 2015. 4:53:46 p.m. G. Cascosia. 2-9-2015. This case was generated by Mr. William Waters asking me via email via please look into the church that is operating on Sundays on South J Street next to the coffee house. The address is 14 SJ Street. I responded to the address at 14 SJ Street. It had the name Common Ground on the windows. And next to that, at 16 SJ Street, the store had Music Lessons Kids Choir. Lettered on the windows along with a table set up with a pen and paper, set up to sign up for Super Kids. Super Kids is educational program within the youth ministries, which is also listed on their home webpage.
Ah, good job.
I walked across the street and peered into 12 SJ Street, a storefront with the name Coffee Bar written on it, and noticed nothing out of the ordinary
for
that's a coffee shop.
That's good.
I watched from across the street from approximately 9 hours until 9:45 hours, approximately 30 to 45 people arriving in cars, bicycles, and walking into the coffee bar. And at approximately 9:30 a.m., I started to hear music coming from inside the coffee bar.
This is real! Like, we're joking, but this is real!
That's an actual city government
document. Actual city government
document. I walked back to the coffee bar and was able to visualize, in my opinion, what appeared to be a ministry in progress. There was the following going on inside the coffee bar. Number one, someone speaking from a podium. Number two, an overheard TV or projection with scripture verse on it. Rows of people sitting in chairs on both sides like a gathering setting. People holding what appeared to be Bibles or religious books as one had a cross on it.
Okay.
That's how I witness people.
This is crazy, man.
I got like a cross on my arm right
now. Yeah.
I get it,
yeah.
So I can be like, hey, look at that. I was able to capture on my city phone a video which will be attached to this case file for a future court presentation. I was approached by an unknown man with a cross around his neck as I moved away from the front door and started to walk away. The man, in my opinion, appeared to be a minister. They got your number, Sam.
I guess so.
You got a hashtag on your shirt.
Do we look alike?
I guess? They know about you, man.
Yeah.
They might get confused because of your Cubs hat. That's true.
Man,
well, does he have any hope?
So if you're just joining us, this Florida city is basically waging
a
weird crackdown on, well, one coffee shop / church in particular.
Oh,
but this is Teo is currently reading from an actual report, an official city document where the city commissioner asked them to investigate.
Anyway,
KGB style. Sorry, continue.
The man, in my opinion, appeared to be a minister who asked me to join his services and that I was welcome to enter.
What?
I asked him if it was a church gathering or a coffee shop, and he replied, both. But on Sundays, there are two services, and to come back at 11 a.m.
Ooh.
He meant Googled. I Google searched the Common Ground Church. The search engines produce a home webpage for the same establishment in this report, and when I clicked the contact drop-down, it had photos and a bio of lead pastor Mike Olive.
This is the man who approached me.
Who I believe to be the same man that approached me.
Did you write this report, Sam?
No, but I could feel it coming.
Sam, are you a soothsayer?
I might be.
They don't let those in Southern Baptists.
I knew you were going to say that.
Whoa! Anyway, it keeps going on. He's got a breakdown of like how he inspected the property. Here's the thing. He says, I inspected the property and found the following violations. Business rental property found without a current City of Lake Worth business license specifically to operate as a church or a house of worship. Pictures and a video were taken, as well as copies of the web-based information that was available for review on this date to reflect the case status. Placed into the master case file for future court presentation, and then it's got violation comments, blah, blah, blah.
Man,
blah,
so
blah.
He captured video on his phone.
He did.
He recorded a bunch of creepy stuff that actually sounded like a nice welcoming church.
Yes.
A man approached me and said,
job,
I was
church.
Welcome.
Sounded like a place I would like to visit.
He had a cross on his shirt.
The pastor said it was pretty shocking, considering the city prides itself on being tolerant. It is a multicultural city, but obviously tolerance and diversity doesn't seem to extend to Christians these days.
Yeah.
The following Sunday, it got worse. A city employee showed up again and told the church it had 1 week to vacate the building.
Boom!
They were accused of operating a church in a business rental property without a business license.
Now, okay, are they coming down because the business doesn't have a license? The business side of it doesn't have a license?
They say, for the record, the church is only licensed to sell coffee, not preach Jesus.
Now that is...
That's scary!
That is.
William Waters, the city's community sustainability director, said that they have nothing against the church. They were simply responding to the complaint.
Who complained?
Well,
I don't know.
That's interesting, considering like the week prior, the pastor had a run-in with the city commissioner who said, "You guys are anti-gay."
And he said,
"No, we're not."
Our motto is
love God, love people. And we have the same message to the gay community as a straight community. Right. God loves you.
So the complaint came from a city council.
Here's the interesting thing about it.
Yeah.
That Waters guy is quoted as saying, "We have to treat everyone the same. We couldn't give preferential treatment to churches versus other businesses. And in the city's opinion, a church is, in fact, a business, just like a grocery store, Waffle House, or an adult novelty shop."
Oh, my gosh.
But then you scroll down a little bit, and it says... So it says, why all the super secret spy stuff? Why send an investigator to infiltrate a Southern Baptist worship service? Why not just call the pastor, explain the rules and regulations?
Yeah.
And then Waters says it could eventually go to a special magistrate. Evidence had to be documented as to what the gentleman found when he went to visit that place on Sunday. And he says every business in the community received letters about the permits and fees, including churches, except Joan Abel, pastor of the First Presbyterian Church, told the Lake Worth Tribune, which is where Fox News got all this info, she was troubled by the city regulations because we've been there 99 years and never had to have a license.
Right.
99 years. Where do you all of a sudden say the church has to have a license to gather and pray?
Yeah. Yeah, local news accounts indicate First Baptist Church paid nearly $500 in fees to the city for this. Obviously, this lawyer who has jumped on the case says churches are not businesses. They don't need to attain such licenses. But this city is saying differently, and they're closing the doors of these churches. Mm. Like, this church had to vacate. You know, they cannot have worship service at this coffee shop. Pastor Olive said that his church will no longer meet in the church-owned coffee house. Instead, it's taking its congregation underground until the issue is resolved. He said, quote, "We just want to urge the city, don't allow God and our faith to be zoned out of downtown," end quote. But wow. Did I mention this is happening in America?
That's the United States of America.
Yeah. Right? So, interesting story coming from Fox News.
Wow.
It is interesting.
Yeah, and so Lake Worth, Florida, where, at least this one church. It does sound shady, honestly, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen enough movies to where it's like, and then the city commissioner, you know?
Right. And it's weird to me that the city council would pass an ordinance or a law, whatever it is, whatever they call it, that says that churches have to have a business license.
Right, right.
Because that's not, they're not a business. They
don't.
I mean, they do receive funding.
Yeah. But as a non-profit organization,
but do they do that for every non-profit, like Boys and Girls Club?
Churches have an exemption status with the government?
We have tax exempt status.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, but it's like a different entity than a business, right?
It is, yeah. And it's treated completely differently.
Maybe not in this town.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
It's the beginning of communism, Florida. People, I'm telling you.
All right, calm down, Bill O'Reilly.
Sam Swan, Baptist Convention of New Mexico, everyone. Sam Swan.
I'm going to call some of my friends at the Florida Baptist Convention.
You really should.
I'm going to find out what's going on.
Yeah, find out what's going on. Yeah. We would love an update on this because, honestly, it's interesting. It's kind of scary when you think about it because if the government can come in and shut down this church and say, hey, you guys, you have a license to sell coffee, not to have a worship service.
Right.
You guys got to leave. That's kind of freaky.
Guys, I recognize this place. I wonder if they've put on shows before, because I think we played at a place called Common Ground.
Wow.
Well, actually, probably anywhere in the country where it's a church with a coffee shop has probably been Common Ground.
Or it's Hebrews.
Or Holy Grounds.
Yeah, or Jahaba.
Solomon's Porch.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I like Java. Come on.
No, but
Java,
we played
that, like,
it. Maybe that was in
colors.
Ohio.
Yeah.
There's a place in Ohio that's very similar to this.
Yeah.
But that's weird.
It is weird. It's interesting. Speaking of interesting, coming back, we are going to be talking with a doctor.
What?
We've been having doctors on this week. Guys, we're getting accredited as a morning show.
Yeah.
We're actually talking to real people.
I'm part of a high-class organization.
I'm going to get my PhD in stupidity.
Manny Scott, he is a... community public speaker. He wrote a book called Your Next Chapter. He went from high school dropout to this amazing entrepreneur. He wrote this book, Your Next Chapter, How to Turn the Page and Create the Life of Your Dreams. Now, you have dealt with teenagers pretty much your entire life in youth ministry. And so we're going to talk to this gentleman. It's going to be interesting.
Good, yeah.
Get some tips.
Looking forward to it.
On how to reach the unreachable. That's coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Also, got a few things this morning. Pro baseball player who lives in a van. Saw an interesting article this morning about
Down by
that.
The river?
Down by the river.
No, that's the interview we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Motivational speaker.
So gotcha, we'll be talking about that. And as all of us are sucking down coffee this morning, a new health study came out about the health risks / benefits of coffee.
Risks?
Is it good for you? Or is it killing you?
Runner's World says more coffee. Good
for you. Runner's World. What do they know? Even more scientific research that's on the way. So if you're sucking down coffee this morning, it could be killing you or making you healthier.
Yes.
It depends on your body chemistry.
We'll find out later.
Fox News or CNN? We'll find out on Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Team Austin Morning Party.
I am glad to be in the studio.
Yeah, you are.
Steve-O, Mateo, and our special guest, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Hello.
Coming up at 8:15, we will be talking with Manny Scott.
Nice.
He is a role model responsible for saving many young adults from suicide. He's a motivational speaker, motivating kids to stay in school, continue their education, become their own success story. He wrote a new book, Your Next Chapter. He claims it offers proven methods that he used to go from high school dropout to successful entrepreneur, basically taking the unreachable and unteachable. And he says he's had remarkable results. So if you if you have a teenager you just want to strangle,
maybe you need to
listen in.
You should call Matt Baird.
Before you do that.
Parents. Yes, let's be honest. I mean, parenting's very difficult.
It is extremely difficult.
I have three kids.
Yeah.
You have four?
Five.
Five? Gosh. Who am I forgetting? You have five kids.
Yeah.
You
haven't met them all. But
I have not.
You've met some.
I have not. However, you know, did you ever do anything controversial in school with your kids? Allow your kids to do something? Were you one of those like free spirit parents, or was it like locked in?
No, I'm pretty conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night I felt bad. I had a dad conservative dad moment where my boys recently have been getting into WWE wrestling.
Oh yeah.
And my wife said, "They're boys. You know what this is going to lead to, right?
Exaggeration.
They're going to wrestle.
Yeah.
They're going to wrestle each other all the time." Yeah, exaggerated. They're going to live in exaggerated lifestyles.
Yes.
Where I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, no, come on. That's not going to happen. That totally happened. That totally happened. Last night, I'm in the other room, like, updating the checkbook. And I just hear, like, top rope ring style wrestling, and I look in the other room and they're like destroying each other on the couch, of course, you know, flying elbows and while SmackDown is on.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what have I done?
Yeah.
But I had warned them, like, hey guys, mom said, you know, like, don't wrestle, okay? Just watch it. I believe in you. I believe in you, 9 and 11 year old boy. Who are watching overly aggressive dudes beat the crap out of each other.
Steve-O, you should have called me.
I know. So they're like wrestling, and in that moment, it was like, what do I do? I told them if they started wrestling, I'd have to turn it off. But I was kind of watching this as well. Crap.
That's why you have a smartphone.
Way to ruin it for everyone, guys.
Turn the TV off and watch it on your phone while you're in the kitchen working on the checkbook.
I had to. I had to let my yes be yes, and I said, guys, what are you guys doing? And they immediately were like, Wrestling.
Yeah. Like, I can even picture the look on their faces.
Oh, dude, their shoulders dropped, and it was like, not like a shoulder drop,
right,
not like a flying elbow drop.
Right.
Their shoulders dropped, and it was like,
The old cut red-handed trick.
So I had to turn it off.
Yeah?
I had to turn it off when we didn't watch the rest of it. I'm sorry, guys, can't watch it
good
again.
Good for you.
You know?
Way to be firm.
The best part is,
father of your word.
I do that, and then I go, Chrissy comes downstairs. Why aren't they watching wrestling? Oh, I caught them wrestling. And she, of course, had the smug,
like,
I told you
she
so.
She didn't say that loud?
She did not.
But she might as well have had a Sharpie and written it right across her face, because that's what she was saying. I know.
I said, many times. I had to turn it off. She said, well, I'm not saying that it's bad that they're wrestling. They're boys. They're going to wrestle. And it was like, ah!
Yeah, see, the
parenting!
Thing is, what happens is,
don't know anything.
They're going to wrestle anyway.
Right.
But WWE makes him wrestle even more.
So anyway, all that to say, had to have an interesting parent moment. Now,
You
know, not the only one having interesting parent moments. You got to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. An 11-year-old boy recently, he got in trouble at school, not at home, but it was because of what the parent was allowing the boy to do. Sometimes I think we can allow our children to do
stupid
too
things.
Much stupid things. Yeah. So this 11-year-old boy, Teo. Take it away. This is crazy.
Yeah, so over in the UK, in Manchester, I guess.
It's in the UK?
Oh, well, that explains everything.
Got it. BBC's reporting that a woman, a teacher, Nicola Scholes, she's a teacher that is under scrutiny right now because she sent her 11-year-old son Liam to school dressed as Christian Grey from the 50 Shades of Grey book to celebrate World Book Day.
World Book Day?
Yeah.
This is Professor Doug's in tears.
Doug,
he is in tears.
What are you laughing at? He's crying.
That is
he's laughing.
Yeah.
So anyway, the kid goes to school. He's got a gray suit on. He's got some clasp tie things.
Gosh.
And he's got a sleeping mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug, calm down. So so of course the lady gets, you know, a call from the school and they're like, hey, this is very inappropriate.
Yeah.
But then her rebuttal, she says it's inappropriate for my kid to wear this Christian Grey costume when everyone, including kids, knows who Christian Grey is.
I had no idea. When you said Christian Grey, I paused until you said of 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, that's because you don't have a Facebook
name. Yeah, okay. There you go.
Anyway.
That's true.
She says that's totally inappropriate, but it's deemed appropriate for a teacher to dress up as a serial killer and acceptable for kids to dress up as people that kill others and come in with toy guns. She's referencing how a lot of kids were wearing American Sniper costumes or James Bond. He was advised to dress as James Bond, but the mom's like, but that's a promiscuous character who killed people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So maybe she's making a statement, and she's using her child to make a statement, which is not healthy either.
We'll talk more about it coming back.
Yeah,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Check out the story. In 6 minutes, we'll be talking with Manny Scott, the motivational speaker. Let's talk to him about this.
Yeah.
Is this parent setting the child up for failure?
Ah,
I don't know.
We'll find out if he still lives in a van down by the river.
There you go.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo, and our guest in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Yes, sir.
You know, we've been talking about it all morning, and speaking of special guests, really excited for this. Going to the phone lines. Do I call you Dr. Manny?
No, man, not yet. I'm working on it.
Working on it.
All right. We could practice to get,
we can totally
to get you used
it.
To hear what that sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that works for me, brother. I need the encouragement, man.
On the phone, Manny Scott, motivational speaker, author, and freaking amazing dude.
Yeah. There you go.
Man.
Oh, man.
Future Dr. Manny.
Future Dr. Manny.
What's up, fellas?
Welcome to the show, man. Welcome,
oh, man.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me, man. You guys are awesome.
Been reading about your bio, and I got to be honest, I have never seen Freedom Riders, although I'm going to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to check it out, man.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the movie who's playing part of my story. I couldn't get Denzel to play me, you know. But check it out.
Amazing. Well, we will have to check it out. We're excited. I'm looking at your story. Age 14, dropped out of school. At 17, you'd already lived in 26 places. Now, as a motivational speaker, can I ask if one of those 26 places was in a van down by the river?
Was it? Be honest.
No, dude, look. It wasn't in a van down by the river. But it was in an old Pinto.
Okay, all right, all right. That's close enough.
No, man, I've slept in on the beach in abandoned cars, hotels, motels, man, homeless shelters.
Wow.
But no vans down by the river.
Okay.
All right. Well, your life has led to some incredible things, including your new book, Your Next Chapter: How to Turn the Page and Create the Life of Your Dreams. Now, let's dig into this right away. I know your time's limited because you're off like doing amazing things right now. Obviously spending a lot of time on the road inspiring the youth to realize their potential. So, man, let's dig right in and talk about those unreachable and unteachable teenagers. And some of the things we can do, you know, as parents and as mentors of the youth. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys for having me, man. Like, I'm leading a workshop right now, and I gave them a 15-minute assignment so I could come and talk to you.
Yes,
guys.
Yes,
that's awesome.
I'm training leaders right now to reach and teach people who seem unreachable and unteachable. And I wrote this book, man, for people who, like me, have been through some hard times, are going through hard times, who are frustrated with where they are in life, and they want to know, what can I do today to begin building the kind of life that I want? And so in this book, man, I really spell out the practical things I did that anyone can do to overcome their obstacles and create the life of their dreams.
Yeah, man, looking at your story, I mean, take us back in time as I'm reading about this. Your best friend brutally murdered. I mean, talk about the hard time and where you've come from in order to get to this place so people have an idea of your background.
Yeah, man, I born into a beautiful family, but a family that could probably go on Jerry Springer for every episode.
Wow.
Man, I was, like you said, I lived in 26 places before I was 16. Used to sometimes have to eat out of dumpsters just to survive. Hmm. And best friend was brutally murdered on his way to my house. My stepfather at times was addicted to crack and used to beat my mother.
Wow.
And we just had a lot of problems, man. And in school, I was struggling. I was a terrible student. Hmm. I ditched school 60 to 90 days from 4th to 9th grade every year. And I dropped out my freshman year in high school after earning a 0.6 and after my best friend was killed. And so it was at that point, man, that a complete stranger and others came into my life to be the wind beneath my wings, helped me see that my story could get better, that it could change. Went back to school, became the first person in my family to graduate, went to college, got 2 degrees, master's degree, working on my doctorate right now. I'm a pilot now, happily married, 3 beautiful kids, living the life of my dreams, man. And so I just want to help others do the same.
Yeah.
Man, now I want to talk about this because it sounds like a real-life angel came and sat by you. Because as we hear your story, it's like this perfect stranger came up to you, and it's like the Lord used this moment to... Is that what kickstarted you? What got you to flip the script?
Well, man, I do believe things are divinely designed, you know? And now, he wasn't a perfect angel. This man was addicted to crack.
Wow.
This man, so you know, this man with his own issues, who was addicted to crack, who lost everything, his wife, his home, his job, his kids, sat down next to me and said, "Look, man, I don't want you to be like me. Please go to church, man. Go to school. Man, God has a plan for you. It ain't this, man. Please." And it was there, man, that this man helped me see, by God's grace, that if anything in my life was going to change, I had to change it. I could not control what happened to me, but I can control how I respond to it.
Yeah.
And so it was really in that moment when I took responsibility for my life and decided, look, man, I don't have anyone around me whose life I want, and I don't have anyone around me who inspires me other than this man who's addicted to crack. But starting today, man, I'm going to start working and building the life I want. So I went back to school and really humbled myself and asked for help.
Yeah.
And it was through these loving people, man, that I'm here today.
Yeah. Man, on the phone, author, motivational speaker, and PhD student. Future Dr. Manny Scott.
Yeah.
Just hearing your story is absolutely inspiring. As someone who dropped out of high school as well, I had no motivation in my life. My father was killed when I was 6 years old, so I was like, hey, I've got the perfect storm for why I don't have to care. Speak to this generation who, whether it is a crappy upbringing or maybe it was even because of decisions they made in their life, they're at this place where they feel like, Why should it matter? I think there's these, so many of us try and take our past and use that as the excuse to just destroy our future or not care about our future. How do we speak to that generation and say, man, it your future does matter?
Absolutely. I tell people, look, you know, we're not responsible for a lot of the stuff that happened to us. Other people, sometimes other people are to blame for where we are in our lives. Sometimes parents neglect us. Sometimes something just happens to mess us up. So I tell people, you can't control your past, but from this day forward, you can stand up for your future. Mm-hmm. From this day forward, you can begin building the life you want. But the question is, if you continue to wallow in that despair, if you continue to wallow in that place, where are you going to be in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Is that what you really want? What is it costing you? What will it cost you? Where are you going to be if something in your life doesn't change, if you don't change it?
Wow.
And so I tell people, look, there are two kinds of people. There are those who can and those who will. Those who can do better, those who can pick up their grades, those who can build and create more for themselves. But I've learned that what you can do is very different from what you will do.
Mm.
And so I tell people, look, you can, but I beg you, move from I can to I will. You know what? I will do better. I will apply myself. I will work hard. Why? Because I want more out of life.
Yeah.
I'm tired of watching my back. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of being fat. I'm tired of being whatever. Today, I decide, starting with me, to achieve a certain thing, and I'm going to cut out of my life any other possibility.
Wow.
I heard Tony Robbins say, if you want to take over an island, you have to burn the boats.
That's a great idea.
That's a good point.
Hey, Manny, do you feel like that when folks are caught in that kind of thing that they're afraid to ask for help? Does it come to a point in a person's life when they reach that bottom, not just what they decisions that they make, because sometimes we honestly can't do it ourselves. We do need help. So do you encourage people that are caught in that cycle? Yes, I need to ask somebody for help. I need to quit trying to rely on myself and get help from somebody who can help me get out of this.
Absolutely, man. I believe everything and everyone in your life is a wing or a weight.
Mm-hmm.
And we have weights in our lives, people and things and habits and behaviors that are holding us back, limiting us, preventing us from becoming who we were created to be. But there are weights in our lives, people around us who can help us come who we're created to be, mentors, coaches, teachers, parents, other people's parents. And it takes a lot of humility to say, you know what? I need help. I don't have all the answers. And so you're absolutely right. Cling on to those wings and cut off those weights.
Yeah.
Man.
Good word.
Amazing. Future Dr. Manny Scott, I know your time is short, so we want to let you go because we've already been rocking 12 minutes and you only gave a 15-minute break.
Yeah,
so
you got to get back in there.
You got to get back to your people.
Author of your next chapter, How to Turn the Page and Create the Life of Your Dreams. All the information is available at mannyscott.com.
Mm-hmm.
And man, Future Dr. Manny, you've got to come back and hang out with us more because
dude, you guys are
amazing.
Awesome, man. I would love to come back.
All right, absolutely. Get back to that conference. I hope the homework was worth it for that 15 minutes, but absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah, man.
God bless you guys.
God bless
you too,
man.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Dude,
that was
freaking awesome.
Yeah, no. Guys, we got all the information about Manny Scott posted at our Facebook.
There you go. Future Dr. Manny Scott and his latest book, Your Next Chapter, How to Turn the Page and Create the Life of Your Dreams. Man, speaking of books, one book that keeps coming up in controversy, it's called 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, it's a book?
It impacted an 11-year-old.
There's a book?
Man, we'll talk about that. Your thoughts, comments, facebook.com/mystaticradio. On the way, we got some Lord right now, Canopy Climbers. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Sivo, Mateo, and special guest Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in Mexico.
Special guest. I like
special.
That.
Special.
Happy
That's
to have you,
nice.
Sam.
Great to be here.
So glad it's Friday.
Yes, dude.
Always great to be here.
If you just missed our interview with future Dr. Manny Scott, make sure you check out the podcast at mystaticradio.com. That was awesome.
That's a good interview.
We posted all the details about his latest book and ways that you can find more information on Manny Scott.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch that movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, part of the inspiration behind Freedom Riders, 2007 film featuring Hilary Swank.
Nice. Nice.
Although she did not portray him.
He was disappointed that Denzel didn't play his character.
That's true.
I'm disappointed in that, too.
I am, too.
I feel like Denzel's a little old for him.
I almost said something about that, but I was hoping that Denzel was listening, and so I didn't want to offend him.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, he listens every day, so.
He does.
No problem.
Well, speaking of motivating children, one parent is in hot water for motivating her child to be her speaker box.
Yeah.
A mom in the UK sent her 11-year-old boy to school dressed as Christian Grey, the main character of the novel 50 Shades of Grey, for World Book Day. And she's found herself in a spot of hot water.
Yeah. The boy's name is Liam, and his mother, Nicola, who is a teacher. She says the Greater Manchester School ruled the costume was, quote, inappropriate and excluded her son from photographs. I guess somebody dressed as Darth Vader actually told her son off.
Really?
Yeah, and then
good job, Darth
she
Vader.
Feel, here's the thing.
You're in the wrong costume.
The school is unavailable for comment, and here's the part to get you thinking.
Yeah.
Ms. Scholl says she feels Liam's outfit was actually more appropriate than some of the costumes worn by other kids. She said it was deemed appropriate for a teacher to dress up as a serial killer and acceptable for kids to dress up as people that kill others and come in with toy guns. Liam was advised to dress as James Bond, but he was a promiscuous character who killed people. Personally, I'm more offended by a murderer. She told BBC Radio 5 Live that her son's classmates all found it funny, but that the school had no sense of humor. And she says it's been massively blown out of proportion. It was meant as a laugh and to be tongue-in-cheek. She said she would not have allowed her 8-year-old son to dress up as the character because he was still in primary school. However, she said secondary school children all talk about sex, and Liam's school friends all knew who he was dressed up as.
Gosh.
For the past month, 50 Shades of Grey is all that you've seen on TV. And I guess the film version just came out in the UK last month, like it did here.
Yeah.
And she's saying that even all the kids know who this is, so it was kind of meant as a joke. I mean, he had a sleeping mask. I'm sorry I'm laughing. The picture just looks terrifyingly creepy.
It right. Really
and
does.
He had cable ties and a little gray suit and all that stuff.
Zip ties, you mean?
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We posted the story on Facebook this morning, taking your comments there as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Does she make a point? I mean, I was just going to say,
if you're going to single out his costume, then yes, some of the other costumes that they describe in this story need to be singled out too.
And like Darth Vader?
So not Darth Vader.
Wait, it's World Book Day. Why Darth Vader? I just realized.
Dude, the Force is a book.
Or maybe they should force a book. I don't know.
Yeah, I just realized that. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, I before the movie came out, I read a book, Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
So there are books.
Novelizations.
But
you were
going
to say, I mean, anyways.
But
there are other characters.
There are other characters that, now, see, then, of course, it's Great Britain, so I don't know what their censorship laws are. There's a delicate thing here. But listen, it's just all in good taste. I mean, people need to exercise good taste, I think.
Yeah.
So the teacher who came as a serial killer needed to rethink her costume, or his or her. I don't know if it was a male or female teacher that did that. It just said teacher in the story. But the idea of celebrating books, that's great. Literature is great. And I'm not even one to say we need to, you know, ban all bad books. I think there's certain age levels that they might read that for literary value and learn something from that, or at least learn not to be like that or whatever. But because I want to be careful not to be that kind of a censorship kind of a thing. I think we need to teach people discernment and not take stuff away from them.
Let me ask you this question, Pastor.
Okay.
You have daughters.
I do.
Would you let your daughter, in order, you know, World Book Day, obviously, greatest book in the unit. We're talking the Bible here.
Right.
Would you allow your daughter to dress up as Rahab the prostitute to raise awareness for Scripture?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey!
That would probably be one that would be deemed inappropriate.
Okay.
Now that's not to say
I'm being comical, but not.
No, I know. I hear you. There's a serious side to the question, and I totally get you. I don't think that would be appropriate to come dressed as Rahab the prostitute. I wouldn't shy away from teaching that story from the scripture to a group of teenagers, but okay. I'm not going to have somebody come in.
Specifically,
for example, here's a costume.
She
here's
was
someone
a
who's
hero a, of the faith.
Yeah.
If you're going to get, if you're going to do Bible costumes, you have to get really, really inventive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because pretty much, I've seen every Easter pageant. Yeah. Everybody wears a dress and a sash.
That's right.
It doesn't matter, you know, if you're a girl or a boy or what. So you're going to want to go with Steve-O's idea, which is the beheaded John the Baptist costume.
Or I mean, Goliath, I think, stone in the forehead.
Yeah, or Jonah wrapped in seaweed.
Right, yeah.
I think that'd be great.
There you go. See, these are great.
Smelling like a fish.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700, the phone
smelling
number.
Smelling like a fish.
Static.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude? Boy.
What's crackin'?
No. What's going on in Las Cruces?
You know what? It's beautiful out here. Blue skies, man. A little chill in the air, man, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Nice. Good. You're a parent. What do you think about this story?
To tell you the truth, it's the parents. I mean, if a kid wants to do it on their own, then it reflects the parents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because what your kids do reflect the parenting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if the kid wants to do that, then the parents doing something to make them feel like it's okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, dude, I would not let my 13-year-old daughter, no.
Yeah. Nah. I hear
right.
you.
Right, no,
I
yeah,
you,
absolutely. I got you.
But at the same time, it's like, you still got to be open and teach your kids, and everybody's afraid of sex, man. Everybody's afraid of, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a disease, you know what I mean? If you teach them right and you show them, you know, what it's for.
The purpose, why God created it.
The purpose, you know, but every time 50 Shades of Grey, everybody curls up in a little ball.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And it shouldn't be that way because, you know, you should be able to understand it. And, you know, maybe the movie's a little provocative and it shows some crazy stuff, but love is crazy, bro.
Thanks for the call, Bull.
I think I'm gonna tweet that.
Crazy. Love is crazy, bro.
I am tweeting that right
That's
now.
That's my life motto.
Facebook.com/
That is a tweet that has to be made right at this moment.
Or 505-338-3700.
Now another person that got equated with all this is, of course, the book form of American Sniper. The movie was based on a book, and I guess somebody had dressed like that, and so she kind of lumped that in with
the
James
Pyle.
Bond thing. You got Anakin Skywalker, who was a serial killer, essentially, because he was Darth Vader.
He was
Vader.
Not a serial killer.
Dude, he killed all those kids in the prequels.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that.
But wait. It was a mass murder, not serial, because he did it all at the same time. So
And then he became Darth Vader and went around killing people all the time.
And I realize I'm splitting hairs, but he did it all at one time. He didn't kill individuals. The only person he killed individually was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Think about it.
Worlds at a time. You know, all the Padawan learners all at one time. And all the Sand people all at one time.
We got to be fair to Darth Vader. Mass murderer is different than serial.
What if you have what if you have sequential mass murders? Yeah. Then what are you?
A serial mass murderer.
Well, that's different. You're calling him a serial killer. Let's be precise, please.
I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking to.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a 11-year-old boy who went to school dressed as Christian Grey from the 50 Shades of Grey novel for World
Book Day. He blew up a planet, Sam.
So, yeah.
He blew up a planet.
Suddenly, I felt a disturbance in the force.
So the mom was saying there's no difference between her son talking about 50 Shades of Grey and other children dressed as Chris Pyle. This was in the UK, by the way. So American Sniper, who, you know, killed a lot of people. And so her point was, hey, if you're going to dress your kid up as James Bond, who was a sex symbol and murderer, why can't I dress my kid up as Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey?
Now, Philip on Facebook says, I would definitely allow my children to dress as a soldier who fights for our freedom. Mm. That's not the same. As for Christian Grey and like James Bond, they are considered sex symbols and children should not be exposed to that at such a young age.
11 years old. Man.
It's interesting that she said she would totally let her 11-year-old go for it, but her 8-year-old, she's like, nah.
Right? No, man, that's just way too young.
Yeah.
What are you, sick?
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. We'll leave that for the question of the day.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to talk about coffee. It's practically a health food, guys.
It is?
No, it's going to kill you.
What?
I don't know. It depends on who you talk to. We got the research. We'll talk about that on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Nah. Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Let's take a look at traffic. Right now, the only thing showing up, construction work, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Lomas. We have long-term construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. There were a couple of accidents earlier, but it looks like they've been cleared, so you guys be careful out there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Their phone number, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome! It is Friday. Steve-O, Mateo, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining you.
It's a great morning.
It is, man.
Has been so far.
It has.
Yeah.
This morning started off really early. Teo and I have decided we're gonna trek it in a little earlier than we even normally do.
It's true.
So it's been tough. So this morning we pulled the really early morning gas station coffee break.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's dangerous coffee.
Yeah, really dangerous.
That's the one that you're drinking for the boost and not the flavor.
Yeah, well, you know.
Or at that early, you can't even tell if it has flavor or not, right?
This morning, I don't do this. I'm a black coffee drinker.
Yeah, yeah.
And this morning, you know, going into the gas station. Gas station coffee always reminds me of, like, road trips and mostly, actually, snowboard trips.
Right.
And so with that, you got to get, like, the cappuccino flavor, you know? So
yeah.
I went French vanilla this morning.
I didn't get one. House of Heroes ruined me on gas station coffee.
Really?
Because in Waverly, that's all we used to get because that's all we could afford.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got in House of Heroes and they were like, don't buy that crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, we'll drive a little ways out of the way to go to Starbucks. Don't get that.
Best $1.40 I ever spent.
The gas station coffee is where Starbucks takes their grounds that have already been poured over and take it to the gas station and run it through again.
That's a pilot coffee.
It's recycled.
That's what started my day. Well, hey, good news for me. Coffee is practically a health food at this point.
Oh.
Maybe.
I think I'm going to like this topic.
Yeah. If you choose fact on myth or fact with coffee being a health food choice, you're right.
Hey, what?
Or you're wrong.
It's kind of confusing.
Depends on who you talk to.
The way it was phrased was confusing.
That's right. Practically a health food, at least according to CNN. New studies this week, because last week there were different studies. This week, add to dozens more studies, reporting health benefits of coffee, including protection from type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, liver disease, prostate cancer, Alzheimer's, computer back pain.
Really?
Yes, I'm serious.
It said that?
And more, yeah. However, if you chose myth on health food, you're also right.
Ooh.
This is so confusing.
She's going to be, it's both of them?
All within one study. Because there are times when coffee is bad for you, and it depends on your genetics, your age, and even how you make the coffee.
Okay.
I'm thinking gas station coffee, probably not
bad
one of those.
You.
Yes, yeah. A huge study of more than 25,000 coffee drinkers in South Korea showed that moderate daily consumption, moderate being 3 to 5 cups a day.
Okay.
That's moderate.
Whoops.
Dude, I'm a little ahead of the curve.
Really? Oh, guys.
Actually, no, that's about right. I'm about 3.
It's associated with a decreased risk for coronary artery calcium.
I don't know how many cups this is, but I'm willing to bet this is about 3 cups.
Really?
I think it's 2.
Maybe this is
2? I think
2?
It's 2.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then I'm hosed. I got the ginormous, like, 82-ounce cup at the gas station.
I think a cup is considered 8 ounces. And
okay,
the,
so
that
this is
like
a 16. This is a 16-ounce.
Yeah.
Then I had 5 cups in that one gas station coffee cup this morning. Oh, they meant literal cups.
It goes fast.
How was your gallon of coffee this morning?
It's only 1 cup. I guess I wasn't taking
into
account actual ounces.
What is that? What's your cup? That's 64 ounces. It's a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my cup, man. 4 cups of coffee a day was also recently found to moderately reduce one's risk for melanoma, a highly dangerous skin cancer.
Wow.
It has to be leaded, though. In the study, decaffeinated coffee does not provide any protection. So all you decaf drinkers, that's actually not healthy for you. The caffeine, yeah. The study supports a previous finding of a link between coughing and a reduced risk for another type of skin cancer. Another recent study looked at coffee consumption and multiple sclerosis. It found high coffee intake, that's 4 to 6 cups a day, reduces the risk of getting MS. So did drinking a lot of coffee over 5 to 10 years. Researcher have, of course, you know, been studying and studying and studying. Yeah. So it's good for you. However, most researchers define a cup of coffee as 5 to 8 ounces.
Okay.
That's 100 milligrams of caffeine and black. Not with cream or sugar.
Booyah.
Because that's an article I was reading says the most dangerous thing about coffee may be the cream and added sugars many people consume with their coffee.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because of the calories.
Now, with that...
And high-fat dairy products or dairy substitutes.
If you're a coffee drinker like we are, if you're an early morning person, I feel like coffee is a necessity.
Yeah.
We drink coffee here regularly. Now, there's, you know, for grown-ups...
Yes.
Coffee is great. Well, in a surprising new study, Boston Medical Center researchers found that coffee consumption among toddlers, is becoming more and more common.
Oh, my.
15% of 2-year-olds consumed as much as 4 ounces of coffee every day, according to the study.
15%?
Many infants and toddlers, and perhaps in the U.S., are being given coffee. That's coming from Ann Mearwood, the study's principal investigator and the director of the Breastfeeding Center at BMC, or Boston Medical Center.
This is why Brody's always hitting me up for coffee.
Yeah. My 2-year-old.
That's right.
I think he has had sips here and there, but when I was a kid, I was always told that it would stunt your growth and it was for you.
Yeah.
But not according to the research. Further study found that among 1-year-olds, the rate of coffee consumption was about 3%, so not that often. But by the time the child reaches 2 years of age, more than 15% were consuming the coffee. Wow. Getting it bottled. Now that's
bottled coffee. That sounds awesome.
This is an.
I was going to say that's brilliant.
Coffee
bottled coffee. A common question mothers are asking at the Boston Medical Center is: does your child drink coffee? If yes, how many ounces per day? Infants and toddlers are drinking it more and more, and that freaks me out.
It does, because little kids, toddlers, have enough energy as it is.
No, man.
I cannot imagine adding a little, just a smidge of caffeine.
They need to switch these kids to Diet Coke.
Well, here's the thing. Caffeine consumption among children is actually associated with a variety of negative impacts.
Oh.
So if you're a parent who is allowing your child to do this, these health studies go the complete opposite direction. Negative impacts include depression, type 1 diabetes, obesity, and sleep disturbances.
Okay.
A study in 2013 concluded that 2-year-olds who drink coffee or tea have triple the odds of being obese by kindergarten.
Wow.
Triple, guys.
Now, is that just black coffee, or is that like coffee like their mom gets at Starbucks?
Well, or because probably for them to drink it, they probably put a ton of milk and sugar in it to sweeten. Because when I was little, I remember my dad would want some coffee, and so he'd make me some, and he'd put like this much, you know, like this much coffee in the bottom of the cup. I know, I'm sorry, those of you that aren't watching on the webcam.
Yeah.
And then this much milk and sugar.
Wow.
You know?
So, yeah, so for this, it depends also on your cultural area, because in some countries, Cambodia, Australia, Ethiopia, it's not uncommon for children under 5 to drink coffee because that's a cultural standard.
Right. Yeah.
But out there, they're not throwing down frappuccinos.
They're not lacing it with diabetes.
Yeah,
it's funny to me that people call those drinks coffee. That's not coffee. That's a coffee drink as opposed to coffee.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Like, that's the difference between grape juice and purple drink. Listen,
exactly.
The question is, why does it seem like scientists keep flip-flopping on whether or not coffee is bad for you or good
for
you?
That's a really good question.
Well, my friends, I got some
some
words from, you know, Harvard.
Oh. Isn't that's a university, right?
Yeah, it's right up there with Northeast Mississippi Community College.
Okay. All right.
Which is where I went. Anyway, often people think of coffee just as a vehicle for caffeine, but it's actually a very complex beverage with hundreds and hundreds of different compounds in it.
Uh-huh.
Since coffee contains so many different compounds, drinking coffee can lead to a very diverse health outcome.
Okay.
Depending on who's drinking it,
yeah,
what exactly you're drinking,
okay, how it's made.
Yeah, it can be good for some things, bad for some things, and that's not necessarily flip-flopping or inconsistent. Few foods are good for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we do studies on very specific health effects, for example, studies of how coffee affects the risk of diabetes. But we also conduct studies such as this most recent one looking at coffee consumption and mortality over a long period of time, which better reflects the overall health effect.
That makes sense.
You know how scripture talks about Christians not being given to a spirit of fear,
yeah,
but power, love, and a sound mind?
Yeah. Yep.
Studies like this make me think about the fact that the more and more research that comes out, I feel like we are being petrified by what the news is telling
yeah
us, because you can get cancer by staring, you know, being out in the sun for four hours a day.
Right,
you know, it's
right,
like, oh, you were in the sun today, you're going to die. And then somebody else will go, well, actually, the health benefits of being in the sun,
the
because
vitamin D,
it,
that vitamin,
and it raises your
20 minutes,
you know,
a day.
Yeah.
Something like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we're going to lock ourselves away. We're going to be overcome by the spirit of fear because this is going to petrify us. This is going to terrify us. And I mean, I immediately relate it to Christians and culture because we're so terrified by our culture because, by watching this movie or by listening to this or by checking out this comic book or whatever it is in media or in the culture or in arts around us, we're terrified by everything because one study, according to the Christian says, you know,
it's funny,
listening to Eminem, you're seven times more likely to murder someone. You know, you're like,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, I better never, ever.
Exactly.
Playing video games.
Because there's
goes,
a big difference in living in fear and wanting to, like, honor God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big difference. But a lot of times in the church, especially here in America, they get equated.
Yeah.
You know, and Facebook does not
And
help.
You know what, this study, because of the apparent flip-flop, and I'm glad you shared what you did, Mateo, because it shows that it's so complex that it's almost like, if you drink it and it makes you feel bad, stop drinking it.
What?
For some people,
no,
it's
Sam.
Good. For some people, it's bad.
Right.
Drink it in moderation, it's okay.
Yeah.
Drink it in excess, it's bad. So it's almost like we don't necessarily need these studies.
You're making too much sense.
Just live your life.
Sam
making
sense. Is old school. Okay. Sam is common sense. We're common core.
There you go.
We like to. We need all the runaround. So, I mean, here it is. Listen, coffee is a bit more complex to study than some other foods. Why is that? Drinking coffee often goes along with together with cigarette smoking and with a lifestyle that's not very health conscious. For example, people who drink lots of coffee tend to exercise less. They're less likely to use dietary supplements and they tend to have a less healthful diet. So in the early studies on coffee and health, it was hard to separate the effects of coffee from the effects of smoking or other lifestyle choices. So when all those early studies came out, a lot of the people that they were studying were living, like, doing smoking
like
and not exercising.
Hanging out at Village Inn, rocking smokes.
They were unhealthy anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All you can eat French silk pie? Bring it on with my cigarettes and coffee.
Coffee and cigarettes, man.
Oh, man.
If they can make a coffee-flavored cigarette-influenced pie, that's
when
for
I was
unhealthy
in high school,
people.
When I was in high school, that was the trend. It was like you go to Village Inn or Caro's,
right?
And you're rocking black coffee because I'm a teenager now,
that's
so
right.
I'm going to smoke. No wonder. So good job, Harvard.
I'm always watching.
Nice. Nicely done. All right. Speaking of using your brain, if you missed it this morning, Manny Scott, a future doctor, motivational speaker. He wrote a new book that was fantastic talking to him about. Talked about these very things. People are going to be your wings or your weight. Maybe sometimes some of these studies that we are just consumed by weigh us down.
Absolutely.
Man, speaking of things weighing you down, coming back, we're going to talk about a professional baseball player who's not allowing anything to weigh him down. Including owning a house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who needs that,
it's
I guess.
Coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and we are so excited.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo, and Sam Swan, our special guests from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Right on.
Right on.
Avid baseball fanatic wearing his
man.
Cubby stuff because he loves torture.
Are we about to do baseball stuff?
I'm long-suffering, bro.
He is definitely long-suffering. We're going to do some baseball stuff. We talked earlier to
Well,
Manny
then I'm
Scott.
Out.
I think you'll like this book.
You will.
Yeah. I think you'll like this, buddy.
Okay.
We talked with Manny Scott. He is a professional motivational speaker, author, and he helped us today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Get rid of some of the weights in our lives and attach ourselves to the wings, bro.
True. Right.
Help us fly to the next level.
You can't fly with weights unless you're CrossFit.
Well, in baseball, there is no greater level than the majors.
Ooh.
Major leagues.
The show. The bigs.
The big show.
Daniel Norris knows that better than anyone. He's a Toronto Blue Jays pitcher. He, this last year, actually, had, you know, a $2 million signing bonus.
Chump change.
That's all?
You know, he's 21 years old.
Gosh.
Blue Jays pitching prospect from Johnson City, Tennessee.
What were you doing when you were 21?
Exactly.
Okay.
He just received a $2 million signing bonus, so you'd think, heck yeah, bro, sports car for his garage.
Hooray!
Except he doesn't even have a garage.
What?
That's right.
It's different.
Did he stick at the sports car?
Norris does not have a sports car, but he does have a super sweet van, bro.
Yeah? Right. He's got a van?
He is a professional baseball player. Earning his $2 million signing bonus did nothing to change his mindset. He lives in a 1978 Volkswagen Westfalia microbus.
Right there.
No way.
Did I mention I said lives, the not man. Drives?
He lives?
Lives.
In a Volkswagen microbus.
Down by the river.
I'm sure he's parked at a river before. You can't not park at a river if you live in a van.
No, he plays for the Blue Jays. There's rivers all over the place up there.
Pitcher. He said, quote, to keep it simple, they think I'm pretty weird. He's talking about the people running the Blue Jays organization who were weary at first of his unorthodox living situation.
He's the first professional hippie baseball player.
But here's the thing. It says the more you know about this kid, the more apparent it becomes that it's the alternative four-wall lined with electronics and shiny appliances that would be weird for him. He made his major league debut last September. He's competing for a starting job this spring. Grew up roaming the racks of tires and helmets at his father's mountain bike shop in Tennessee. Super outdoorsman. It's been in the family for multiple generations, so he's okay. Just always been an outdoorsy kind of dude. On the weekends, his family rode bikes. They went camping. He picked up rock climbing from his sister. Even during the first two off seasons of his pro baseball career, he worked part-time at a local outdoor retailer.
I like this guy.
It was there that he learned how to kayak, backpacking. He said, quote, I knew...
Bagpiping? Incredible!
You guys.
That would be awesome.
Really
no, I gotta be honest. If
backpacking!
This Joker, if he pulled out some bagpipes.
Hey, Lottie.
Dude,
does he wear a kilt too?
He looks like he's straight out of a bagpiping
dude.
Situation.
Oh, really?
Look at this
he
picture.
Could be on Braveheart.
He looks like the Sandlot. He really does. He looks like Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Look at that beard, man.
I
Benny,
know.
You're the best on the team.
Look at this. This is his van. This is him. I'll post a picture on our Facebook
that's
so
right.
You guys can
dude,
get
that's
over
cool.
There.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. He was quoted as saying, I knew after I signed with the Blue Jays that I was going to get a Volkswagen van.
Booyah.
It was my dream car. Said, Shaggy wasn't even for sale when I got her. My dad just knew a guy who knew a guy through the bike shop.
I love it.
After a few visits to Shaggy, a mustard yellow 1978 Volkswagen Westfalia microbus, the original owner was convinced to part with it and transferred the title to Norris's name.
My.
He outfitted the van with solar panels, a bed, and he hit the road to Florida for his team spring training.
Spring training.
Yeah. Besides daily team practice and a three-day workout session at the gym, he says... his van-dwelling lifestyle affords him even more opportunities to cross-train. He even picked up surfing during a recent trip to Nicaragua, rounding out the whole surfer dude van life vibe.
Oh, gosh.
This is great, dude.
I'm going to start following him.
He says, surfing is great for your shoulders and core. Hiking's a good lower body workout. And rock climbing, well, if you've ever rock climbed, good luck getting out of bed the next day,
yeah.
End quote. So he says, while the Blue Jays organization may not quite understand his lifestyle, his teammates have been supportive, even taking him up on offers to go hiking.
Okay.
Not a lot of people get it, he says. That, you know, he doesn't think any of them think too differently about him. Quote, I've actually had a chance to introduce a few guys to the outdoors in recent years, whether it's on the water or the trails. All the feedback was, when can we go again?
Right.
End
nice.
Quote.
Excellent.
For those of us who live in New Mexico, we kind of know this outdoor lifestyle.
We sort of do it anyway.
You love running.
I do. Yeah,
you love
yeah.
being outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering what problems you're running from.
yeah,
if there's
Sam.
A zombie behind me, that, I
why
might
do you think,
start jogging.
Why do you think I run so many miles? There's
right?
just too many problems to think
so
about.
So many years in youth ministry,
that's
you've
right.
just seen it all.
I'm trying
you
to leave it all
get
behind,
outside.
Baby.
Yeah. So, besides the obvious freedoms that come with living in a van, he says that his choice was part of a conscious decision not to let the fame or money of professional baseball change his values.
I like that.
Huge.
That's gargantuan.
He said, quote, "I think the simplicity of it all was the most appealing. I grew up with a simple lifestyle, and I knew going into professional baseball, that would be tested. In my mind, there's no need for luxury, or at least society's sense of the word luxury. I consider my life luxurious. I live on a beach with an oceanfront view, hearty meals, and hot French press coffee at my disposal." That's fancy, right?
Man,
end quote.
It is.
And with that, Daniel Norris became my second favorite baseball player in the universe.
I'm going to do some more reading on this kid. In fact, I may even kind of follow him a little bit through the season, see what happens.
21-year-old.
When they break from spring training.
Pitching prospect from Johnson City, Tennessee. $2 million signing bonus he received this last year.
And for a 21-year-old, he sounds
right.
like he's got great wisdom.
Yeah.
I don't want the fame. I don't want the money to go to my head.
Right.
Now, he's not against the money.
No.
At all.
No, he's just,
the deal,
he just wants to be careful with it.
He's not living in that van because of his values. He's living in that van because he got drafted to Toronto, and he doesn't want Canada to affect his American sensibility.
Stop
that's
it.
Probably...
You can't tell me that's not what it is.
Dude's from the Bible Belt.
And there, he is in America.
He's from Tennessee.
You know
he's
what I'm saying?
He's from the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
That's the buckle, isn't it, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Would that be the buckle of the Bible
the
Belt?
The upper buckle?
It is where the Baptist headquarters is.
There you go, man.
Exists.
Your people.
Nashville. That's right.
I love that attitude, and it reminds me that there are probably many a things in my life that I consider necessity that I could probably cut out of my life.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just this last week I was looking at the cable bill, I was looking at the internet, I was looking at our cell phone bill, like all these different things, and as my wife and I are, you know, saving money and preparing for different things, it's going, do we need the 250 channel package? Do we need that?
Yeah.
Do I need the 40 megabytes per second internet? Like, do I need this?
Yeah.
Or is it something that I just want? You know, how many things in our lives do we say we can't live without that if it was taken away, we'd probably live just fine?
We'd have withdrawals, so, no doubt. It would be difficult. Because like when the weather was bad, you know, and the snow covered my satellite dish.
Right.
And the TV did that and disappeared, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm going to read a book.
I know, right?
And I read a book.
Yeah, what could you do?
And I read a book.
Challenge of the day for you as we prepare to wrap up Team Awesome Morning Party. What luxury in your life do you think you could probably go with that?
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure there are plenty of things in our life that we view as a necessity, as a need, that once they're gone, we probably wouldn't even notice it.
I'm going to go without my job.
Yes, Sam.
You might want to call Brenda first and make sure that that's something that...
We're set. She's an elementary school teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, man.
She's an elementary school teacher. We are rolling in the ones. We're rolling in the coins, baby.
You're right. You know, maybe
literally.
Maybe not the ones. We should have said fives to differentiate, because when you're rolling in the ones, that's a wholly different job.
Yeah. That's right.
It's very true.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We posted a photo for you as far as Daniel Norris and his amazing lifestyle. Also, question of the day. Get there. Check it out. As we talked a little bit this morning about an 11-year-old boy who went to school dressed as Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey for World Book Day. Hey, great show, guys.
Yeah, good man.
Show. It was fun.
A little follow-up on that story. I guess the school did release a statement.
Okay.
They said it was falsely promoted that the kid didn't get to participate in anything, but they switched his costume around so he could totally take pictures with the rest of the kids and participate.
Okay.
But they made him change his costume.
They did.
Interesting.
They did, because they said they stand by their decision that it was inappropriate.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But James Bond was acceptable. Food for thought.
He does have a license
and the teacher was dressed up as Dexter, who was a serial killer.
Right!
Which learned Sam doesn't know the definition of a serial killer.
Darkly dreaming Dexter. It was a book first, guys.
It was.
Okay. There you go. If you missed any part of the show today, we had a fantastic conversation with motivational speaker Manny Scott.
That was great.
Talked a lot about coffee and healthy lifestyle and choices. And as you go out on your Friday, think about some of those things that you could cut out.
Yeah, we even gave Sam and Brenda her birthday date.
There you go!
That's right. She texted me and said that the Marvel Marathon sounds like a blast.
It could happen.
It's a winner.
So it might.
Might happen.
I might have to save, 65 times to carry the one that I'm going to have to save.
You got this, Sam. You got it.
29-hour Marvel movie marathon.
Popcorn.
Are you nerd enough? If you don't know what we're talking about, download the podcast.
Yeah.
Facebook.com. No, mystaticradio.com.
That's the one.
/ mornings. Woo!
Woo! Maybe we could do without the internet.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be a good one.
Man, the internet?
That'd be tough.
You just challenged me, sir, and I don't know if I can handle it.
My hard drive on my computer went out, and so the IT guys at the Babs Building are working on it, and for 2 days I haven't had a computer. It is killing. I can't get anything done.
You know what? I'm going to tweet about it.
Healthy lifestyle.
I'm
going to
tweet
choices.
About staying off the internet. I'll live tweet my experience staying off the
internet. That's a great idea.
Steam Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.